What's up, Missions fans? I'm Brian Yenselson here with Missions Manager Luke Montz. We're in Midland, Texas. Second half just got underway, and Luke, obviously a tough end of the first half. Everyone knows it was right there, a win away, but fell just short. So I want to know, what was your message to the team, especially coming to the place where the team that just edged you out lives, celebrates in front of you? What was your message to the team getting ready for the second half?
Yeah, we just continue right where we left off. You know, you just touched on it. You said it. You fell short, came up short. There's a whole lot of different things that we could sit here and talk about. You know, we finished with the exact same record, second best record in the Texas League, you know, out of 10 teams. We spoke a lot for this group that we have here. You know, the thing that we talked about was we gave ourselves a chance up into the last day of the first half. You know, that was awesome. We were 2-3 back when that last series started. And if you look back on our last 12 games, we played solid, solid baseball. You know, just when we got in here yesterday, we had a nice little sit-down gather, and we talked about it. And here's game one of the second half. You know, we got 69 more to go. You guys, this is important for their season and their growth. And, you know, what the message was we just continue right where we left off. You know, and you can see it in these guys' face. They spoke up, and absolutely, Skipper, absolutely to themselves and to each other. You know, what we've been doing is what we continue to keep doing, you know, and what a great start to the second half last night, 1-0, a good win on the road, and, you know, just look forward to this group growing and doing that in the second half.
Now, we talked at the very beginning of the year, before the season even got officially started, about the energy that this team seemed to have, a young group, a lot of guys excited to be here for the first time. Do you feel like that's held up? Do you feel like that energy still remains?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a, you know, even if you look at the guys that have touched some time in AA already, you know, the energy's high in this clubhouse daily. You know, they have set that tone when they walk in the double doors, the single door, whatever it is, at whatever locker room we're at. That locker room is one of the best locker rooms that I've ever been a part of in my 7-year managing career. You know, they come to play every day. They come to get better. They come to bust each other. It's just such a good locker room of pushing and building off of one another, you know. So you're not going to see no shortage of that in the second half. Like I told them yesterday, they created that. That's not from the staff. That's not what, you know, we give them that freedom to do that. But they have created that environment, that locker room. And we just feed off of it with them. As long as you guys show up ready to do that every day, get in your baseball outfit and go work every day, you guys are going to have success.
Now, yesterday, a good win to start things off, another one-run win, which we've gotten used to, but 3 stolen bases, that was something that the team hasn't done a ton of in the first half. Do you think that's a new point of emphasis, or something that just yesterday, kind of a good matchup, good situation for it?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, the matchup called for it, and, you know, I think there's things that, you know, what we talk about all the time. We talk about growth, we talk about development, and we talk about things that, to make all of us better, you know, a staff and player, our organization, the Padres. And, you know, yesterday was really, really big on some things that we had and chances to run and things like that. You know, we took advantage of it. We were 3-for-3, very successful. And, you know, the first half, we kind of, not a whole lot, but out of abundance, we ran into outs on the bases that we necessarily don't want to run into, you know. So if we're going to steal bases and take the extra 90, we want to be on the higher number of being successful, you know. And, you know, so we talked about that going in the second half yesterday. And again, there you see it right away from the game one. Those guys go out and not only just try it, but they're successful at doing it because of information, you know. So a great start. And the more these guys grow into that, you'll see more of that in the second half.
Another change roster-wise is that for most of the year, you've carried 16 pitchers. Now you're at 15, that means an extra position player. I'm curious to know how that changes your day-to-day, especially choosing who's in the lineup and how you balance everybody.
Yeah, good question. You know, playing time for sure. You know, you as a manager, when, you know, you write a lineup every day, you know, there's some things that, you know, top to bottom, we all know, players even know. There's, you know, there's moves, there's playing time, things that are kind of write themselves in a few times, you know. But when a manager's trying to make a lineup, and you're trying to get everybody playing time, you're trying to keep everybody fresh, you're trying to keep everybody on the same, close to the same amount of at-bats and not sit for more than 2 or 3 days, you know, it's challenging. But you know what? that's part of my job. That's part of what I like to do here, and sit back in my hotel room or get to my office early and track all this stuff and look at it and jot it down and see. You know, matchups. We got a mixture of lefties and righties here, you know. So we're facing two lefties for sure, the same guys Tuesday and Sunday here, you know. So it's great to try to run those righties out against them and give those lefties that might be their day off of the week, you know. So, you know, it's very challenging, but it's the fun part of it, you know. And that right there helps you communicate with players and let them know, like, hey, we got four guys on the bench now. You know, we got four extras. So, Skip, I got you. I understand. I got you. You know, so that communication stays open, and it gives these guys a clear mind, you know. So, down one pitcher, it just same thing. You know, challenging to your bullpen and how we run the bullpen and go out and try to win games every night without abusing a pitcher throughout the week.
As you do look back at that first half, who or what stood out the most in a positive way?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot. We could sit here, Ryan, for the next 35, 45 minutes of our time talking. You know, two big growths that stand out is, you know, Brandon Nett and Jagger Haynes. Just from day one, the first baseball they threw this season on the mound in a double-A game to where we just finished last week at home versus Frisco was probably two of the biggest growths that I've seen in my young managing career in a half. Two guys that just, you know, the ears were wide open. They wanted the information. They wanted to get better. They had some adversity. They dealt with this. They dealt with that. My stuff's good, but I'm getting hit. My stuff's good, but my numbers aren't there. And, you know, those sit-down talks between myself, maybe as a manager, Jeff, the pitching coach, and others throughout the organization is really what perked these guys up. And when you can look a player in the eyes and hit them with what they hope, believe is the truth that you're telling them and what's going to help them succeed and get to AAA and get to the big leagues and then go take advantage of it and run with it is what we saw with Brandon Nett and Jagger Haynes. You know, I just talked to – we saw a lot of positives, but two guys that really just – when you hear that saying, grab the bull by the horn and just go, they both did that. They both have electrifying stuff, and they trusted their stuff to go out and dominate with what they have and let others around them help. Myself as a manager, let me help you with the control in the running game. Trust me when I put pickoffs on and a pitch out and a slide step, it's all for your advantage. And they just really never knew anything about that. And when they could slowly just admit and sit there and say, Skip, you got me, I'm gonna go out and pitch, I'm gonna go out and compete with my best stuff and have that around me, I'll be as good as I wanna be. And you saw that in those two guys and it was great to see in the first half.
It has been so fun to watch this pitching staff. Just walking out, see the starters, and you're like, gosh, that's a pretty good group right there. So definitely cool to see and cool to hear your perspective on that. And now as we do move forward to the second half, where do you see the biggest room for improvement? And any specifics that fans should look out for?
Yeah, you know, I think it's overall as a group and a growth area, I think it's still our offense. You know, you and I have talked about it a lot this season. We won 39 baseball games. We go 39-30 in the first half, and we run, you could correct me right here, we won a lot of close one-run ball games.
That is correct.
We lost a lot of one or two, less than two-run ball games. Our offense can really grow there big time. And you know what? I know they will, and I know they are continuing to. You know, just we struggled early in the year with runners in scoring position, taking advantage of those big opportunities, executing when we had guys there. And it just seemed like, you know, maybe it wasn't talked about enough in the ARG or in what we do here, but now those guys are starting to feel that grasp of do less. You know, there are guys at third base and the infield's back. I'm going to take that run right here. Not for myself, but for the team and for the guys scoring a run. And it's just a plus all the way around. You know, infield in, runner at second and third, less than two outs, stay up the middle, get a sack fly and do that. And we really struggled with that early on in the summer as it went. We really struggled at getting the big hits when we had guys in scoring position. So if you see that turnaround and we get better there and mix this with our starting rotation as bullpen, this club's going to be as good as it wants to be.
Absolutely. Well, there's so much to be excited about, and we really appreciate your time as always. So once again, missions manager Luke Muntz.
Thanks, Brian.
Stu, back to you.